One thing you can count on from this podcast is no-nonsense information that is vital to your differentiated business. Which is why in this first episode, we'd like to give you a sonic tour of my quintessential kazoo collection, recently awarded a blue ribbon at the Swimpire Fair. Tape recording live 20 miles south of a gulch that Jesse James leaped on a blind horse. Quintessential Kazoo by Theodore J. Heron I represents best-of-class kazoos of every requisite kazoo collecting category, from classic tin toy design to a one-of-a-kind bespoke piece. We're going to start with number one. This is the tin toy. You haven't seen this, have you?
No.
This is your... Okay. Tin toy. This is my first category, the tin toy, which is a classic silver tin toy kazoo manufactured by the original American Kazoo Company in Eden, New York.
All
right. So would you like to hear a little sample of this one?
I would love to.
Sorry about that little chime. That was not the kazoo. That was my email. Perhaps I'll have you describe the timbre of the tin toy. That was the tin toy.
There's a here's the one thing right away. I was expecting something more metallic, but yeah. It wasn't. There was a crispness to the sound, but yet it seemed like rounded, like it wasn't too sharp. It was a well-rounded sound, but also I felt like it didn't linger. There was something a little bit more staccato about it, and I liked it.
Number two, metal. That's the category of the next kazoo.
Like rock hard?
Two-tone red metal and brass design of extruded alloy, this heritage instrument from Kazubi Kazoos sets the standard of kazoo aesthetic and sound. This particular piece was featured in Rock Garden Tour, a regional TV and radio program that aired on public broadcasting from 2007 to 2016.
Little darker,
yeah.
And definitely a little bit more. Where the other one was sort of crisp, I use the word crisp. This one was a little bit more soft, a little bit more vague.
Yeah,
but I liked it.
Tape recording live just 2 hours south of Milbank. You're listening to the Differentiated Business Podcast with Michael J. Hart IV and Theodore J. Heron I. What did you enter in the Swimpire Fair?
It was a haiku, but...
And that's kind of your thing.
Yeah.
I do something different every year, but you stick to the poetry.
Yeah.
And it's usually a haiku.
Yeah, with the very first year, I actually recorded myself reading a Badger Clark poem, and I submitted it on a CD player, and they didn't know what to do.
It had never been done before.
It had never been done before, and in fact, they've now changed the rules to preclude people from being able to do that. So that's a bit of a bummer. I kind of wrecked it for everybody. But from there, I was like, okay, well, if I can't record a poem and submit it that way, what I can do is I can take a piece of original art from my friend Aaron Murtha, Tiny McKittens, and then I can look at that piece of art and let it inspire a haiku poem. And that's what I've done the last 2 years. Now I got a red.
Okay,
ribbon.
So I was going to add, that was my follow-up.
This year I got a red.
Red ribbon.
Yeah.
Which is excellence.
Yeah, but can I tell you, but blue is better than red. Right?
Yeah, blue is superior.
Yeah, so you got me by one
purple,
ribbon color.
Purple is the triumph of talent.
Yeah, I know. What I was hoping for was a blue.
No,
hey, but I got a red.
Don't hang your head.
I got a red
ribbon at the Swimpire Fair.
But here's why, and I think it was fair. It was just really intense judging. I used a contraction. I used the word weir.
Oh, they got you on a technicality.
Yeah, it was weir, like W-E apostrophe R-E.
So they were counting syllables.
But that's one syllable say it. But technically in a haiku, it's counted as two words, even though it's one.
So
you say it one syllable.
It wasn't really.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean.
I didn't know that.
And it wasn't meaningful enough to them, or
Like no, I think I would have had a blue. I think I had a blue in the bag.
The poem itself didn't provide the emotional connection.
I guess.
And so they started counting syllables, and they're like, "Well, we can't give it a blue."
Yeah. Yeah. We got 5, 7, and 6.
Could you do the poem?
Ooh boy. Maybe in a moment. I gotta see if I can find it. I don't have it memorized. It came from the heart in that moment.
Fresh Produce designed and sponsored the ribbons at this year's Fair Arts and Crafts competition. So not only did we participate, but we sponsored the ribbons. We even introduced a danger ribbon and a delight ribbon awarded by members of the Get Fresh crew to differentiate those entries that, in our opinion, deserved unique recognition. I gave a danger ribbon to a photograph of a three-horned goat because I thought that required a bold, kind of courageous commitment to your art if you're going to shoot a close-up shot of a three-horned goat. So that got the danger ribbon. And I awarded a delight ribbon to a antique orange bunny coin purse. Okay, you found your...
I found it.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm going to do my best to describe, you know, the photo. The photo is, it's in the background. There's like four dolls, and they've got like bright hair, and they're kind of looking stage left, okay? And then they're in front of them are these like, I don't know if they're like toys or boxes. They look like small, like miniature pet kennels is what they look like. And then just to the right of those, there's a small doll that's like up in front, like right next to those. And so it says, here we go. All right, here we go. What's that over there? These blocks are blocking my view. The short one gets it. But it was the what's. That's what it was. W-H-A-T apostrophe S. And they said that's two words, not one.
I don't know about this.
What's that over there? These blocks are blocking my view. The short one gets it.
I don't think that... I would like... You know, can you... what do you call it when you submit like a...
I need to go
a
back.
A form that requires them to reconsider. Can you submit some sort of a formal...
Yeah, what is that?
What we is don't that? Have... do we have any of the judges that we could maybe reach out to? There has to be some kind of a system in
that
place.
That I can go back and I can be like, hey,
I
want
to dispute this. Yeah, I want to question this. You have a certain amount of time. They're probably going to get you on that technicality. You probably have... After they have awarded the ribbon, you probably have a minute and a half...
To like say
probably something. Have 90 seconds to submit a formal dispute. you know?
Yeah.
And if it's outside of that time, sorry. You know, you have to live with your red ribbon. Mm-hmm. But I would have done that because I just, you know, I would have counted this. Don't you count the sounds? I feel like...
That's what I thought. But they wrote it right on the back of the ribbon. They're like, hey, you know, we looked this up.
There must be
a
rule book.
They felt like I had... 6 words, then 7, and then 5.
Yeah.
So it's...
Gosh, that's interesting.
So it's not syllable. I mean, I always thought it was just syllables, but they counted it as 2.
Number 3 is the vintage category. This antique original American Kazoo Company design from the early 60s features a telescoping slide mechanism. It is said that trombonist Jack Fulton played a similar version on Paul Whiteman's orchestral recording of Velia. In 1931, so this is the...
Oh, my gosh.
This is the vintage slide trombone-style kazoo. Ow. Ouch. So that one's... This one can be a little dangerous, because you're going to want to engage the slide mechanism, but it hasn't been oiled. This hasn't been oiled.
Yeah, there's been... Okay, now move the slide in. Now move the slide in.
It doesn't really.
Oh.
It doesn't affect the pitch.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was expecting it to.
It's pure, just a visual.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of a visual joke, the sliding mechanism.
I will say, from a timbre standpoint,
yeah,
though,
that's what I'm interested in.
It kind of falls in between what we heard from the classic Tin Toy and then the Kasubi Kazoo. Yeah, like it's had some mid-range. The last one was a little bit in the lower register. This one had some mids that I liked.
And this one has kind of that plasticky mouthpiece that is like a half moon shape.
Yeah. Does that make it for easy playing?
Well, I mean, it does help you articulate the note.
All right.
Number four, commercial. You got to have a commercial category in your quintessential kazoo collection. And this is a particular kazoo with the custom motto imprint from the New Century Club of Chase County, Kansas. It says, "Just Be Glad" on it. Mm-hmm. With glossy printing from Kazubi Kazoos. The blue plastic mold and red detailing. So this is a nice kazoo. This is a plastic mold design.
Yeah, let's hear it.
It's
potent.
Yeah,
it's got a little bit more. It's got a little bit more. It's an aggressive tone.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of additional rasp to it. It's almost as though it's going to break up.
Yeah, it really resonates.
But it's.
I suppose it's just that the plastic's effect of the sound. It just resonates in there. It bounces around.
It's much more powerful than the other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the commercial category. The next category would be novelty. And I have the one of the best novelty kazoos that you can get is the Corn Cob Kazoo, commonly referred to as the Corn Zoo, by Eden Kazoo in Elma, New York. It's a perfect addition to the quintessential kazoo collection, desired for its musical quality and horticultural appeal. Not only is it a wonderful sounding kazoo, but it looks very much like a partially shucked corn on the cob. So this is that kazoo.
Wow.
Beautiful instrument.
Yeah. All right, I'm ready. I want to give you the timbre. Soulful, a little sultry. Oh, don't leave me hanging.
No, I'm not doing that's all I was going to give you. Let's go to the feedback corner. I have some bio lines that I've written, because I know that you don't have any bio lines, so you always rely on me to write the bio lines. So I've come up with a few, and I want you to judge them.
Okay.
And let me know what you think. Would you give these a blue, a red?
Or purple.
Purple, white, you know, participation.
Okay.
Honors. I think our white ribbons said honors, and then there was excellence was the red category. Blue was superior. Purple was the triumph of talent.
Yeah.
One-time replacement drummer for Mr. Michael J. Hart IV.
Do I hear him first and then judge him?
No, you can give me...
Right away?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, yeah. I mean, it lacks a little bit of accuracy, so I'm going to give it a red.
Okay. One-time driver of a used minivan. I think that's evocative. Well, I'm not going to sell it.
One time? But I mean, two different minivans and many times.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay.
So I'm gonna. That's a white.
I think, okay. I don't know. Like, so you're not judging the art. You're getting really technical. The first thing you're thinking about, well, is it accurate? Simply not accurate.
Yeah,
two minivans.
It's probably because I'm still a little burned by the apostrophe S.
His preferred race in Dungeons & Dragons is Dwarven Fighter, Michael J. Hart IV.
Okay, I gotta give that a blue.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about this one? He's been recently reading the Han Solo trilogy for the last two decades, Michael J. Hart IV.
Oh boy, that's
that's gotta
are there
be a
more.
Tri-
are there more?
No.
Oh, that's that. Then that's
a triumph
of talent. Yeah.
Yes.
Then you got one of every color, by the way. Yeah. It was right away. I thought purple.
The Differentiated Business Podcast with Michael J. Hart IV and Theodore J. Heron I It's not a podcast about how you can make something like Fresh Produce, which is our company, because we're still in the process of making it.
We're doing it.
Yeah, we're like in the middle of it.
Right
this,
now.
This is just a conversation between friends. Friends who made up a differentiated business called Fresh Produce. This is where it gets kind of serious.
Is that what I'm seeing? Oh boy. Yeah.
Yeah, this is manufactured over here in 1974 by the S.J. Miller Company's but this is a 24 karat piece right here. A gold-plated humdinger.
Wow.
It's literally the gold standard. It's the gold standard, pun intended, for performance kazoos. This particular piece is the current performance kazoo used on the Rock Garden Tour, a regional act that recently headlined Chislik Fest 2024 in Freeman, South Dakota.
Mm-hmm. What I like about this one is the consistency of sound, whether you're playing a little bit more, you're putting a little bit more air through it or not. I feel like whereas the other ones might break up a little bit or lose intelligibility if you're playing too soft, this one is nice and steady all the way throughout. Covers a broad range. It's nice.
That's why we, you know, this is kind of the go-to kazoo for performance.
Consistent.
Yeah. The next one would be the folk kazoo. This hand-carved performer Fat Boy. Right here. Red cedar and black cherry wood kazoo designed by Doc Kazoo in 2010. He is of the Oswego, A-S-W-E-G-O. How would you pronounce that one?
Oswego
Kazoo Factory. This is a great example of old-time Appalachian aesthetics. Its booming sound goes nicely with the voice of a ukulele. Hmm.
Now, interestingly enough, this one almost sounds like you're playing it through a phone. It's as though the EQ is a little squished, and the sound is sort of, you're hearing the, like, it's inside the kazoo. But it feels like the high end and the low end are a little bit, like, cut off. It's an interesting sound, but it's very different than the others.
And then this last one, this last category is bespoke. So this is a one-of-a-kind piece.
Where did you get it? Tell me the...
This is the prize of the consort, a one-of-a-kind piece from Sioux Falls luthier Jay Rick, constructed out of a black walnut, curly maple, and cherry wood with custom bamboo case, used for one night only, and then retired at the Orpheum Theater in Sioux Falls back in 2013.
Wow. Well, Jay Rick did an incredible job. What I like about this one is it's got the consistency of the gold-plated kazoo, but there's a depth of sound and a warmth to this one that's very inviting.
So that was the quintessential kazoo collection. This was awarded a blue ribbon.
Congratulations, by the way.
What if there was a segment called Horticultural Corner where we discussed tips on caring for office plants?
Ooh, that would be helpful.